blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
What's up?
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, yo.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino. Palindrome's follow-up. I found it, guys.
Oh, yeah,
you were...
For the listeners who were bated breath about this palindrome that got left hanging, here we go. Speaking of hanging, go hang salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
Ah, that's nice.
Great. I'm a lasagna hog.
Let me try to figure out what that means.
Go, go ahead, hang a salami.
Oh.
Go.
Damn, hey.
You piece of shit.
All right, we'll get it right next episode.
He's going to bring it back. The way it's written there, but yeah.
Oh, wait, so is he saying, take that dick away from me, I like pussy?
That's a great interpretation. Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog.
Yeah.
I ain't eating that dick.
Because lasagna is kind of like
I'm downing some
like
feathery,
beefy.
Yeah, some feathery pasta curtains.
That's true.
Some curly frilled edges.
Ham wallets.
Short and curly.
Short and curlies are pubic hairs.
Okay. Oh,
that's
man.
It. Anybody else have anything they want to say about
no,
palindromes?
I'm glad you brought it in. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to drop that one for the boys.
It was just for the record.
I was trying to remember what the cheese was that's in it. It's ricotta, right?
It's salami? Yeah, it's ricotta.
Yeah.
Lasagna?
Lasagna, yeah. There's no cheese in the salami.
I guess you could say, I need to add a little more ricotta.
Oh, wow.
In that lasagna.
Oh, shit.
Ricotta, I hardly know her.
I hardly know her. Yeah, put some cheese in there, dog.
Yeah, because that's what I call my cum. Ricotta fucking cheese. Sometimes mascarpone when I have a lot of pineapple.
Ooh.
That's a sweet cheese, baby.
Do you have to use a pastry bag to squeeze it out?
I pipe my dick in there. I have to.
Oh, my God.
I have to forcibly get the cum out. Are you guys like that, too?
You have to gather it.
First he takes a plastic spatula, then he spatulas it into his balls.
Right. Yeah, I spatula the cum into my balls.
Spatch.
And then I pressurize it into my urethra.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
So you guys got cottage cheese cums?
We were talking about strawberry shortcake last time, right? Yeah. Which one is that?
That's when she's on her period and you bust in.
It could be lasagna, too. Because you got the ricotta,
you got the red gravy.
Was this the Alfredo marinara mix?
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, then I don't know. Then that's just like straight up.
It's like God's vagina.
Jizz.
Let's go make a lasagna, baby. What's that? Well, you know how your pussy's full of fucking marinara? Let me add some ricotta up in there. Skeet, skeet.
Oh, man.
All right, speaking of skeet. Sick. Tuna salad versus tuna sushi.
Yeah, break it down, burrito.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're the tuna man.
One's better than the other.
I think
one.
You eat more tuna than anybody else in the studio.
I
would you hazard that?
Both of these for dinner tonight.
Jesus. Hey, no, he got a tour de tuna.
Good God, tuna two ways. Dude.
Yeah, tuna two ways. Nice. A tour of tuna.
Yeah,
tour
I, of tuna. Had, either, I yeah. had a poke bowl. And wow. then I was still a little bit hungry, so I remember
got
I
some
had
bagged.
Some tuna salad from the other night that I had made just enough
on
for
the same
a
day?
Half a sandwich. Yeah.
Half a sandwich.
Yeah.
So you said I really enjoyed that tuna and I'm not done eating tuna. So yeah. I need to go get some more tuna.
Exactly.
So when you talk about half a sandwich, are you cutting one piece of bread in half?
Yes.
That's okay. smart. Because then you gotta throw away the other.
Yeah, I mean, like
the other half
either,
is trash.
Either you do that or you spread it too thin.
Yeah, I don't like spreading it too thin because
he likes that thick.
Got
you
that,
like a generous serving.
Well, like, you know, I got
you like
that,
the texture.
I got that extra. What's it called? Fiber bread, I guess, or you know.
Oh wow!
Oh,
you got
the
reinforced.
Seven
like
you
like
got
whole,
fucking seven
whole
grain.
You got reinforced bread, man. You got Wonder Kids. Shit, dude.
What do you think about this? It's a tour de tuna.
It's an amalgamation of what you said.
Tour de force or tour de France, but the de, it's de two. Like two. I mean, do we even have to finish the podcast? Or
yeah, let's shut it down.
See y'all later.
Like Hot Shots Part 2.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll drop a little more tuna knowledge on you.
Please.
Oh, sure. We never even started talking about the tuna knowledge. We got railroaded by this fucking genius-ass sentence.
Pass on the mic!
Some cellar door.
So the tuna in the cans is not the same species as the tuna from the sushi.
Trap!
I can fucking trap! Yeah, one of them's...
The bag is a different species than the can?
Yeah, one species is dolphin.
No. Yeah.
It's dolphin safe, so it's only dolphin. Fish.
Dolphin safe since 1950-ish.
The other one's chicken. You want to ask Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, chicken of the sea, man.
Chicken of the sea. That's kind of charming, right?
It really is. I would have kissed her little face.
It's cute. Yeah,
that's adorable.
Stay the way you are.
Never change.
Like, literally, don't get any older.
There's five species of tuna that gets commercially fished. So there's
what's the best?
There's skipjack. There's albacore.
Are you reading Wikipedia
bluefin,
right now?
Big
is this
eye
off the top of your head? Is this from your heart?
No, I know this.
Can I have that list again? He was kind of talking over it.
I was trying to learn. And
yeah.
Hey, it sounded like he was reading the Wikipedia, and I wasn't going to have that on the show.
Just because he's frozen in time.
No,
he's
no,
assuming
no.
the worst about
he's
you, man.
He's on the other side of the glory hole.
Know this.
All right, let's.
He's kind of a tuna freak, man. That's
my apologies, burrito.
Lightning round.
What else could I say?
Five species. Go.
Skipjack.
Sure.
Albacore.
Sure.
Of course.
Big eye.
Sure.
Ooh.
Bluefin and yellowfin. Okay. So
rank them.
Oh, I don't know. The ones
He's
you usually find
it.
They're all different. You know, the ones you usually find in sushi are the bluefin, the big eye, the yellowfin, and occasionally you'll get albacore if you're like
if you're cheap ass establishment.
Yeah, 7-Eleven sushi.
Yeah.
7-Eleven sushi uses albacore.
The two that are in cans are albacore, that's the one that's like the real light colored one. And then
I thought we were better than this.
And the other one is skipjack. So what you're gonna find in the regular cans is
I was gonna guess
generally skipjack. It's the smallest.
Yeah. The gray.
Yeah, they only get to around 40.
Oh, that's
pounds.
Why it's all pulverized.
Yeah, and the one like the
oh, that's
like,
why
the,
it's
the one that's real red. That's usually what the Toro sushi and the real big ones you see on the TV. That's bluefin, and those can get up to like 1,500 pounds.
1,500? Is that off the top of your head, or are you reading Wikipedia?
No, I also know that.
Jude!
I'm not, this sounds
like,
judgy, but why?
Nerd!
I like reading about
the fish. I
think
you need
fish.
To get rid of this information.
I like reading about the fishes.
This is how he picks up ladies when he takes them out for sushi. This is the conversation.
Oh, yeah, he leads them on a fucking tuna journey so that he can ultimately have his own tuna journey.
I mean, I have looked this up before, so...
Hey, I love tuna.
It's not
all
like
kinds.
I just knew
Did
it.
You know there's six kind of tuna?
Five.
There's skipjack.
Five.
There's
Five.
A yellowfin. Let me finish! There's bluefin. There's a... Big
albacore.
Eye and albacore and your pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good pickup line. It's a little long,
wordy, longer the tooth.
There's a list involved.
Yeah, but if you control the conversation, you get the pussy. I've been watching some Andrew Tate. If you control
this
the
is
conversation,
a good time to, this is
then
a good
you
time
get the pussy.
It's a good time to latch on to Andrew Tate right now.
Yeah, not bad. Gemini Jackson is actually Andrew Hate.
Oh my god, shit.
If you control the conversation, you get the pussy.
Wow.
That's mean.
We're not done with tuna, man.
Hold on, that's mean Dr. Huxtable.
If you're
meaner. If you control the conversation.
Oh, you're saying
you
the
get
voice
the
you
pussy.
Made?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's
I thought
his
you
name?
Meant
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Bill Cosby. Yeah,
wow,
good
Dr.
guy.
We're just bringing out all the bangers right now.
Good guy, dude. Okay.
I was gonna say I didn't bring up this DXQ. Someone else did, so I'm curious what the real reason.
Yeah, what
was.
The hell?
Oh, you owe me my take on this.
Yeah.
So I had these leftover sandwiches from Jason's Deli. Not a plug. And the ones that I didn't want to eat were the tuna salad ones because
J-Mark.
It kind of just like grosses me out. Tuna salad. There's like a funky smell to it, and it just like lingers,
it's
right?
A funky Cole Medina.
Whereas when I think of like eating tuna sushi, it's like sounds delicious to me. Let's
it's
do
good.
This.
And it doesn't have a smell. It's
right.
It's like nice. Beef of the sea.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how you were breaking it down, Bruno.
Tuna steak.
But you like a
are
little stank
tunas,
on your tuna.
Are all tunas red-blooded?
Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
Bruno, I'm asking
I don't
a
know.
Question.
I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. Can you just go
Wait
to Wikipedia
a second.
Now?
You knew all the species and you You don't know that?
You know, 15 hundred pounds. You know, six species.
Red blooded. I guess all their bloods is red. What do you mean? Like, is the meat?
No, you know, they technically, yeah, they technically consider tuna as red meat, don't they?
Really?
Really?
Some health people.
I thought it was just fish.
So they're saying that you shouldn't eat
because of because it has higher myelin or something like that.
Mercury?
The myelin sheath.
But when people say you shouldn't eat as much red meat, are they including
pussy?
Tuna?
Yeah, pussy on the
rack. Pussy's always included.
I'm always including pussy.
Speaking of pussy.
But, oh, shit.
Here we go.
Worst segue.
Everyone,
you don't know what he's about to say, but I'm just going to tell you right now, this is the worst segue in the history of the show. Go ahead.
You've all been waiting.
Speaking of pussy, go ahead.
Let me put this in bold first. Hypothetical meta-analysis.
Oh, okay. I think we've been through this.
Put this in fucking bold.
It hasn't actually happened.
Okay.
He just
thought
maybe what would happen if he got Me Too'd.
Yeah. The headline here is Arthur gets Me Too'd.
Okay.
What does that mean again?
It means he catches a couple allegations.
Yeah. Oh. That happened a long time ago.
Sometimes I used to think it's if you got harassed or raped.
Yeah.
R word, I mean.
They're Me Too-ing you.
Yeah. By giving you a Me Too allegation.
It's the past verb. Comes back to haunt you situation.
Okay, sure. So to answer your question, I don't know how funny it's going to be, but I guess it depends on what you did. If you're currently doing it, I think that matters
currently,
as well.
Currently, false.
So we're talking decades ago. You did.
Could be decades.
Wow.
I want to count that many.
You put your fingers in somebody's sleeping mouth.
That's not, okay, that's not good, but that's not as bad as it could have been.
Your fingers were inside your butthole.
You're getting worse.
And also your dick was there.
These are all just allegations.
Okay. How long ago it happened, if you're still currently doing it, and how you feel about what...
None of this ever happened.
No, I know.
But I'm working my way backwards.
This is a hypothetical meta-analysis.
Right.
Yeah.
So hypothetically, do you feel bad about what you
did? So are we having the bro conversation, so whenever the public and the media start asking, this is the answers you're going to give them? Because
this is interpersonal.
No,
I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying interpersonally.
We got to get the story straight.
All right. Let's play through this.
Okay.
Hypothetically.
What was the second question?
How do you feel about it?
Oh.
Are you remorseful?
About being Me Too'd?
No.
Are you remorseful?
Yeah. Not about being Me Too'd.
This might be the wrong answer, but I'm not remorseful.
That's the right answer.
Is it?
Because nobody's remorseful. Nobody's ever remorseful.
Because they're allegations. This is shit that never happened, so why should I be remorseful?
Happen. Okay, so it didn't happen.
Did not.
In that case.
So why would you be remorseful?
No, you're right. I thought you actually did it.
Yeah, so
I thought
no
you
remorse.
Hypothetically did
there
it.
There is no remorse at this point. What's the third question?
Well, it doesn't matter anymore because all those questions.
It's all allegations.
It hinges upon you actually having done something.
Yeah,
right. Never happened.
I would
guys?
Ask you if you did it. If you said no, I'd say. Yeah.
So what are we even talking? What are we discussing here?
Just in case this stuff comes up.
Just in case somebody Me Too'd Arthur.
Look, just in case.
No, just in case it comes up, I didn't do it. No. This is like a blanket clause for Slam City.
Okay.
Brian's name in there.
Oh, don't. Please don't.
That's why I put my name in there.
No, put Gemini in there.
Yeah, do that.
Okay?
Do that and see what happens. Okay. Yeah. So I get Me Too'd, right?
Fucking allegations. We talked about this.
We don't even address the allegations, okay?
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
End the bitch.
What?
We just end the
bitch. Now it's murder?
It's not murder. But it's murder.
If we're doing murder.
It's societal murder.
Yeah.
Wait. You gotta
societal
give us the story.
Murder.
What happened?
I'm stealing her crypto wallets.
What?
That's cool.
I'm murdering her financially.
Oh. That kind? Like fraudulent type stuff?
What do you want me to do? Actual murder?
No. We're picking like this Me Too'd crime here.
Oh, okay. We're picking the crime that Gemini is being accused of.
Gemini gets little, Me Too'd.
Just a fun little game, dude, where you guess what kind of Me Too'd.
Yeah, what are these allegations? Dude.
All right. So she allegedly...
Strippers may or may not have been buried.
I think you tried to have...
Buried?
I think you hit on someone and you said something sexual to them and they did not want to have sex
with
you.
They did not approve.
And then that was the Me Too.
And then we had sex.
Then we had sex, but then she goes, I didn't really like
it's
it
like,
that
wow.
much. I regret
Bullshit.
It.
I can't walk
so
right
it's regretted
no more.
Sex.
Right,
is
exactly.
Your Me Too.
My Me Too is a little bit of a seize mixed with them actually wanting to do it. Yeah, he fish hooked a bitch, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck, bitch.
Freezies.
All right, burrito
Freezies
gets Me Too.
Oh, burrito gets Me Too.
What are the allegations?
Here's the allegation. He opened the door for a woman.
Oh, no!
And she says, oh, you don't have to do that. And he says, no, I insist.
Fuck, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she says, And then Burrito says, suck my dick.
That's the damn door toll, bitch.
And then she, the story straight.
And then she
never said that.
And then she was like, I didn't even want you to do it. He's like, yeah, but I did it, and you're inside the door. Now you have to suck my dick. Sorry, that's the fucking...
That's the rules,
and
dude.
Then so she sucks his dick, and she feels bad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Mouthful of yas when she's just trying to get some dinner.
What, 12 years? She didn't say shit about it because she probably was all into it. And then something happened.
Yeah, but then Burrito hit the damn lottery, dude. He's famous now. Right? And she wants a little slice
falling on hard times.
She's like, I want that Slam City money.
She remembers the taste.
He sent the checks in the mail.
I want the Spotify. And I remember the taste. That's the tweet she sends out. I want that Spotify. And I remember the taste
very
at Burrito.
Cryptic. At Burrito. Very, very cryptic.
Well, it's yes for Burrito.
Okay, he'll know.
Because Burrito knows.
Taste of what? Taste of bank?
Yaz.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the birth control.
Birth control. Because it's not going in her pussy, so it is, technically birth control.
What do you have to say for this burrito?
What if a woman's like, or the guy's like, where do you want it? And then she goes, let's use my birth control tonight. And she means jizzing in her mouth.
Yeah.
Let me take my yes.
Let me take my yes. I'll give you a yes. That's a burrito quote, correct?
You guys would be intimidated, wouldn't you?
By what?
Why? If they're false allegations?
I know, I would hate it.
If she was like, she was asking for the yaz, like straight up like that.
Oh, she just came up to you and said, let me get that yaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm busting.
Where you at,
Brian? I don't know if I would like it that
much.
Because
you can't get A's just getting your dick sucked.
Yeah, but I like a demure, I like a woman that pretends like she's not a whore, but she is a secret whore.
Right.
What if she's like gorgeous?
Then we can work something out.
Yeah, you figure it out.
There might be some.
Some yaz in the future.
Mm-hmm. I would still be like, whoa, that's...
Some yaz 30 seconds in the future.
But even then, I'd be like, wow, what's the... There's something weird going on. Like, this
You'd
is some kind of
You'd be looking over
trap,
your shoulder the entire kind of time.
So, Brian, are you going to defend yourself here?
Chivalry is dead. I don't open the doors for nobody.
Exactly, dude. That's
why. No doors. He just says, I ain't open no doors.
Exactly.
And then he quotes, you know, when God closes a door, he opens a window.
Is that your New York Post quote?
Also, Burrito's like, there's no way I did this crime. I hate women. Yeah. I don't open doors for them.
Also, tell me what my dick like.
It's a little incriminating.
No, she can't guess.
She could pick something or be told to say something.
Yeah, tell me where my birthmark is on my dick. You were up close and personal.
Wait, didn't Michael but Jackson have a
weird dick?
Or he had like a mark on his dick.
Yeah, he had vitiligo on his dick, too.
Oh, he probably did.
Chicken fries.
The head was actually, it looked like a chimera.
I don't know what a chimera looks like.
You know, when they have two cats that are kind of like half of it's orange and the other is.
Okay.
It's you know, they get two cats in the zygote. It has two kind of separate things and it kind of evolves that way. Or develops that way.
And that's what Michael Jackson's
Yeah, half like. Was black, half was white.
That's cool.
It was cheetah print.
It's kind of a nice image of unity, too. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's why you're saying that. It don't matter. Listen, get that out of your head.
Hey, get all
it's
of that
still
in.
Dick.
Get that out of your head.
It don't matter if it's
head.
Black or white. It's both, and it's dick.
Yeah.
So,
if you're doing it right, I'm not seeing either one of them.
Yeah.
So
obviously, you're doing it wrong.
Do we want to get into Brian Gets Me Too'd, or are we good?
We don't have to. I think we're good.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll wait for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just wait for the pipeline.
We'll wait for it to actually happen. Yeah.
We'll bring it to the news.
I knew that, bitch.
All right. Let's get back on that anti-tipping tirade. So, the easiest answer to a not so deep dive, should you tip a robot? That's like an obvious no.
I'm only tipping robots. How about that?
Whoa.
How about that, people?
I'm thrown!
What for? Why? Pourquoi?
To let the working class know.
Damn. I don't tip humans.
Yeah.
Gah.
So this is not because they deserve the tip. This is to prove a point.
Yeah. I only do things to prove a point.
Yeah.
It's self-preservation. When the robots take over, you're going to be like, hey, you remember
that
who
guy was
you?
The one that tipped?
Yeah.
That was the guy that won that tipped.
He is a good tipper.
All right, so you don't tip it. And that
no,
was kind
no.
of the bait in the story, but the actual thing is they're talking about a service charge that's included on your tab.
I hate it.
Because you're using
a robot?
You're using a restaurant. You know what I mean? It's like vending and stuff like that.
Factor it into your fucking price.
Yeah, that's no what shit. I'm saying.
Just don't show me the sausage. I don't want to know about the sausage.
That's my whole beef with tipping, too.
Yeah.
Just
factor
fucking
the price and
roll
pay them right.
In. Roll it in.
Just raise everything 15%, shave that off, and give it to your workers.
And then we'll see if your stupid fucking food will survive.
Right?
If it survives, then it's good. If it doesn't, then you're a bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah, people pay anything. Am I right?
Loopies, looking at you. I still haven't forgotten the shooting.
Mm-mm. The shooting?
Oh, yeah, there was a shooting.
Is that what took them down?
That was early adopter.
Early, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. What, mass shooting?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it might have been pre-Columbine.
Probably.
80s. It was in the 80s.
Dude.
No, was that Loopies or was that a yogurt store?
I don't know. TCBY?
I think it was TCBY.
Really?
I think it was the country's best yogurt.
Is that what it stands for?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a quite terrible name. Quite a claim. Quite a claim.
It was
making.
The only yogurt in town. Look, Froyo wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
When TCBY was around, so they could claim that.
That's right. What is that? Also, yogurt?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been. Or
they also didn't specify which country.
Oh,
Liechtenstein's.
Yeah, Liechtenstein, dude.
It's always Liechtenstein.
Is that where Prague is?
Liechtenstein.
No. Where's Prague? Is in. Is that the Netherlands?
No.
Maybe. Eastern Europe.
Denmark. Right?
Yeah, Eastern Europe.
No.
Oh, Chechnya or some shit? Czech Republic.
Czech Republic, okay. Anyways, now that we got the bottom of that, I'm not going to remember that, and we'll look it up later on the show. What is next, Arthur? Or are we still doing a deep dive on the robot? Don't tip a robot, don't tip a human.
And fuck service charges.
Yeah, service charges can suck my ass.
Exactly. They're just supplanting it at a later date to be dishonest with their pricing so that you feel better about eating at the time. It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
And they know you're used to, like, at the end of
the meal to get fucked.
Yeah. Like right. The tip.
The getting fucked portion.
Yeah. But guess what?
You can dine and dash on robots.
Excuse me, what's the service charge?
I saw a robot in L.A. It was weird. Like a delivery robot for the first time.
Was it just the cart?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them.
It's interesting.
I'm willing to bet there's a service charge with that one.
No. He's not controlling it, but he's just walking, watching it. So no one takes it.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
it's kind of defeats the purpose. They got to put a gun on one of those things.
Shit, yeah, dude. Shit, yeah.
It's cheaper than hiring a guy.
It's like, just try it.
Try it, motherfucker.
It just drops the most racist shit.
Try something.
You Filipino bastard.
What? How do you know?
The way you smell.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Ouch. Ouch. It shot me and called me a Filipino. I don't know what hurts more.
The grease.
So I keep wanting to like use a Filipino stereotype. No, but
stereotype.
Yeah, plenty. But
yeah.
Is flip flops a stereotype?
That's
I've heard
a way
this on
life.
Like something. Okay,
I mean it's a way of life. They don't have clear-toed shoes there.
Not offensive at all, really.
Okay.
Stereotypes are embraced, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Are what?
Embraced.
Embraced in the Philippines.
Like you're not offended by it. It's
no,
hilarious.
That's like this is who I am.
Yeah.
The Filipinos are. Yeah.
There's a lot of pride.
They're kind of like Teflon. Like, I was trying to think of racist terms for Filipinos, right?
And maybe the reason there isn't one that you can think of is because nothing sticks.
They wear them.
That's
right.
They
wear them.
Embrace them.
There's no, yeah, that's interesting.
Because what are you saying? Flip? I mean, flip's fun.
Flip is fun.
Yeah.
They used to call them the G word.
Ah, yeah, not so fun.
I think that was specifically for Filipinos.
Oh, you don't think it's for the Vietnamese?
Guapo, thank you.
What is guapo?
I think it was, handsome.
That's...
It's also a Spanish word.
Little handsome boys.
Yeah. Speaking of handsome boys, let's do a Slam City reenactment.
Oh.
So the headline here is human penis found at Alabama gas station. All right. So a dead guy did turn up.
At a gas station.
Spoiler alert, but.
A dead guy turned up?
Yeah.
Looking for his penis?
They found the rest of the body. Let's just say that. But there's a human penis at a gas station. Gemini Jackson's the gas station attendant, Burrito's a police officer, and Brian
is the dead guy
back in time when he was still alive with a penis.
Excuse me?
Hey, how can I help you? Man, you fucking stink. What the fuck, dude?
Hey.
Are you okay?
Weird question.
Yeah.
Have you seen a penis?
Are you coming on to me, dude?
No, I don't mean that. I mean like...
Why the fuck is your pants red?
Okay. Well,
what's going on in here?
Okay,
Haji?
Officer. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Wait a second.
No.
Oh my God, Mr. Officer.
Don't be raised.
How did you know my name?
Oh, look.
Listen, this guy's trying to come on to me.
No. It's not
I got a call.
What?
I got a call. There was a willy rolling around in some parking lot.
Oh, thank God. You see my penis.
Yeah, officer, this is the pervert right here.
I'm just some broad. She bit off my dick.
You rolling around in the parking lot, boy?
Are you rolling around your willy in the parking lot, boy?
Listen, can you just listen to me? I was in the parking lot. I found a broad. She was willing to suck my penis for a small fee. Sorry, officer. Don't arrest me yet. So she got mad. I called her a whore.
It was like a good time.
I called her a little bitch, and she bit my penis off, and she spit it out the window. So if you know where my penis is, just let me have it.
How much of your penis did she bite off?
How much did you find?
How much did she buy it
no,
off?
No,
we're not gonna give out somebody else's penis, right?
Oh, okay.
So we have to match up. It could be
this
somebody
is
else's
protected
penis.
Protected information here.
It could be somebody else's penis. So we need to know.
Someone else may
is it
have
your
lost
penis?
This penis.
See, you gotta have identifying information to okay reclaim the penis.
Okay, here I'll tell you how much
how much of it.
Okay, so what I have left is 8 inches.
Yeah.
And I'm missing 2 inches. So.
And unfortunately, it's the 2 inches closest to my body.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah. So she took two bites, and I pulled the front half out of her mouth.
The Tootsie Pop. Yeah.
Hodgie, it's cool that you know what happened. It's almost like you were watching on the friggin'.
I was watching on the CCTV.
Like, oh, she bit his dick. Oh, he's dead.
She just spit. Did she spit half a dick out? No, she spit two pieces
of
dick out.
Were you watching pornography?
No, sir. Would you like to review the security footage with me?
I'm going
to
tase you.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Tase you.
This cop, dude. This cop is
what
out of control.
What the fuck is going on?
This cop
you're going
is
to jail. Like you're going to jail.
No, don't. Yeah, you're going to jail and hell. Blah, blah, all right, blah.
So so can you take me to the hospital with my severed penis and get it?
Who are you?
Sorry, I'm dead.
What did you say? Officer, what did you say?
He's out of the bottle, man.
Who are you?
Okay, well, all right. This isn't going
to I got more important things to do.
All right, well, I'll see you later.
This guy just came at me with a gun.
Good God. Wow. Well,
stop resisting.
That was a messy painful experience, guys.
What are you talking about?
Fucking
Burrito's every cop in America.
I hear you. Did you appreciate his cop impression?
That was great, man. Got the handlebar mustache. He went to the bathroom to shave his beard off.
did that happen?
Yeah, you see?
There's so much going on. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
That was Dave.
Oh, you do have a mustache.
I always have a mustache.
Would you like a ride?
No, but you have a mustache without the beard.
No, he's got a beard.
I have the beard. I just shaved it a little bit shorter.
I like it.
God's vagina.
Thank you.
We the mustache love it. Is more prominent, though. You'll agree to that, right?
Yeah.
It is. It is.
Turn the page.
Good day, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Will you help me diversify holdings? Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Pokemon news is at the top of the hour.
Tell us about Greedo!
It's like, I'm trying.
Kadabra will finally return to Pokemon card game after 18-year ban.
18 years? 18 years?
Kadabra has not been in a Pokemon deck.
Series? Or deck? A series?
No, I think he's been in the games. I just don't think he's been in the Pokemon card games, maybe.
Like so the that competition
card,
deck?
I don't know.
That card was probably
really
worth
sure.
a lot then, huh?
Rare?
Been, no?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was racist.
Apparently.
Was it?
Apparently.
Was that the Nicki Minaj one?
No, no. Kadabra is the one that he's got.
Right.
He's holding the spoons.
Yes.
Yeah. He's yellow and.
Okay.
What's special about Kadabra? Sell me on him.
Oh, I don't know. He's like a psychic.
Why do people care?
Ability. Look, I don't know. Look, so the reason
what the
he
fuck
was ba-
did Uri Geller do with Kadabra that shooketh the Pokemon game?
Shooketh.
So he's modeled after you said his name Uri Geller. I don't know his real name.
Sure, I don't know Uri.
Sir Michelle.
Sounds right.
Yurik.
He's a magician, I guess, and he used to have like spoons that he would bend. The Kadabra's name in the Japanese game is Jungerer, so it sounds a lot like Uri Geller.
Oh
in,
wow!
If they were saying it in Japanese, and so he said, "Hey, I don't want my name associated with this." There's also like a Team Rocket Kadabra card, which features an evil Jungerer.
He was like,
"I don't want this. I don't want to be evil and stuff." So he made a big deal about it, and just recently he said, "Hey, I'm sorry. I feel like I was wrong. I think his granddaughters."
He's like, "I think I'd like some money, please."
Yeah. I heard there was money I wasn't earning.
Well, apparently his granddaughters talked him into
selling his likeness
to relenting. And so he apologized and said, hey, maybe you guys can use Kadabra again.
By the way, did you already say that Uri Geller is a Israeli-British illusionist?
No,
said he was a magician.
Okay,
I said magician, but okay, so he's an illusionist.
Damn, we crossing kind. That bridge? Are we gonna cross that bridge?
A specific kind of illusionist.
I don't think Yuri would appreciate you
calling him a magician.
Call him a magician, dude.
A
slightly
huckster?
Offensive.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Sleight of hand manipulator, a 3-card Monty player.
Damn,
magician two ways.
Wow.
So how did the Pokemon fan community react to this?
Said, we don't give a fuck about Yuri Geller.
I think they were happy. I feel like people said, yay.
But has this been Kadabra's something brewing back. For 18 years? Like, when's Kadabra coming out? Every
no.
time a set comes out?
No.
Like, no one gave a shit, right?
No.
I think there's been lawsuits and stuff.
But
and
what? There's like Kadabra
people
simps.
People have pleaded with him for years.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
There's Kadabra simps.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, there are.
What's the market value of the original Kadabras?
How the fuck is Kadabra your favorite fucking card? There's what? 1.5 million Pokemon, right?
There's that many?
No.
There's so many.
There's like 500.
I'll believe that.
Dude, I love
you
in the past month seeing you replace the word 100 with hummered. Entirely in your vocabulary, but, you know, but gradually.
If there's a bit, I'm committing to it. Okay,
you're gonna be
first
too stuck.
Damn,
in that.
Yeah. Damn, and hummered.
That's hummered.
No, it's hummered.
Hummered.
Did you make that up?
I don't know.
Where did hummered come from?
I don't know. It just sounds fun.
All right. Yeah, it does. It is cool.
It's
is
more
fun,
and it's easier to say than hundred.
It is.
Hundred. Yeah.
And it's
hummered.
One of those really fucks with people. Did he?
Did he just say hummered? Did this grown ass man
say
hummered?
Also, you know what? Just to let people know, like, in like business meetings, sometimes you do like these like these Gemini-isms.
Yeah.
You slip them
in.
And only I know.
I let him in.
Oh, everyone else is going, what? And I'm like,
yeah, I'm just grazing past. And I'm over here hummered.
Oh, that's awesome.
Speaking you gotta keep
awesome.
It fun, dude. These fucking meetings. Let me tell you something about them.
Like, if this was an
they
email,
could be
I wouldn't
emails.
Be doing this.
Yeah. You think I'm writing HUMMERD?
Yeah, speaking of hummers,
Ooh.
Whoa.
H2 hummers.
We good on Kadabra Burrito?
Yeah.
I was right. going on it like 45 minutes ago.
Texas DMV rejects vegan license plate for vulgar phrase.
Whoa.
All right, I'll just tell you the letters real quick and you make what you think in your head. LVTOFU.
Yeah, love tofu.
Right?
Huh, yeah. I was thinking love to fuck you. Oh, I'd love to fuck you.
What?
You know what? This person was probably saying love to fuck you.
Yeah, and then she...
Yeah!
They do the backronym thing, or they do the... They back justify it.
Right.
And then we got PETA on this... PETA, get your fucking name out the news, dude.
It's love
PETA,
tofu.
Fuck up.
I want to hear this conversation, and God, it would piss me off so good.
I follow a bot for the California DMV, and it's like for the license plate requests.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun.
Is it live license plate
I think
requests?
It is.
Wow, that's
or
fun.
I don't know. It's they find it from somewhere.
Okay.
This might have been on there. No, this is Texas. My bad.
Sure, it could have been. They're going to try
a lot
that
of times
every state.
They get, like, you can't use certain numbers. Like, you can't use 18 or
69.
88 because they're like Hitler stuff or something.
14.
Uh-huh.
And then 88.
Yeah, okay. So it's like, that sucks. You can't even use the word 18. You can't say,
what if
I love 18.
You're born in 1988.
I love, I heart 18 YOs.
You're probably going to get a stiff talking to by some old lady at the DMV.
Stiffy.
This is why we couldn't approve your license plate, in case you're asking.
Yeah, I need a.
It's like, excuse me. You like you try to talk, and she just tells you straight up.
Well, listen, sweetheart.
It's like, oh.
Sweetheart,
listen,
dude.
I'd love to
do
fuck you,
apologize,
you too,
ma'am.
Okay? If you take me for a spin, I'll pass it true. What do you think?
Damn, I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't place your accent.
I'll pass it true. What you think?
Okay. All right, I'll fuck you.
Bird Charity locked out of Twitter after Woodcock tweets.
Tell us about it,
what is this? I don't know.
Tell us about it, Burrito.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
I don't know this story. What happened?
I don't know. They just got banned. Some Bird Charity got banned because they were tweeting out Woodcock.
Maybe they're being inappropriate somehow.
I don't think they're being inappropriate. They're a Bird Charity.
Are they just like,
you think Bird Charities have sense of humor?
I'm sure they were
are they
using...
just showing pictures of woodcocks?
No, yeah. I bet they were getting cute with the word woodcock.
Probably.
You think so?
Yep. Come on.
Here's me stroking my woodcock.
Otherwise, why would they be locked out?
Look at the size of my woodcock.
See?
I got two woodcocks in
how
my
would
hands.
How did you ever get locked out on Twitter? There's all kinds of things on Twitter.
Yeah, and it's a free speech platform.
Bullshit!
Maybe it's hazing. 4chan hazing.
No, you know, they're pretty selective on there about what they allow and what they don't. So you never know.
You can't have woodcocks.
Yeah.
You can't have
the Taliban.
Right.
Or whatever is on there.
That's it. Coach fired after 22-year-old assistant girls basketball coach is fired. All of them got to go after 22-year-old assistant girls basketball coach impersonates 13-year-old JV player.
What is this, amateur hour?
Yeah, did you watch the video of this?
I didn't.
Tell us about it, Brian.
She's not
Brian,
that obviously Brian. Bigger. She is bigger, and right. She is, like, hooping pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, she should be fucking laying it down on these little bitches,
she was.
Dude.
She was.
She's just body checking them, dunking them in her face.
But it wasn't, like, immediately apparent that
she was somebody else.
But kind of.
Well, you would think everybody on the team would know that's the coach.
Oh, I didn't read this.
No, so, I mean, like, on their team. Like,
So the coach of that team jumped in. Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, she's wearing some other girl's jersey.
Right. Yeah. Well, if this was, like, a guy in a guy's team, I think a man is significantly bigger than...
A 22-year-old man's
bigger
versus a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Body
a lot bigger than the women's
He's
difference.
Just strolling down the middle like this. They can't stop him. They can't stop him.
No, dude. He's got, like, chest hair and shit.
Yeah.
They don't.
Like Meteor Man? They can't stop him. You know some of these 13-year-olds got, like, full, like, mustaches, but they're just, like, wispy?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Were you hanging on to yours?
Middle school, dude?
Yeah. Were you hanging on to yours?
They wouldn't let me.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, they might have let me do, like...
Oh, bitch. Mine was,
like, firefighter rules.
Enough, but not too thick to where I had to shave it.
It was inoffensive.
It was like an Iranian lady.
What?
An Iranian lady.
Is what your message?
I would describe my pee poo.
I had to shave.
Yeah, you did.
Shit. Dude.
I would describe my pee pubescent mustache as an Iranian lady.
Wow. She would say Persian. No, that's yes. She would say yeah. Persian. She say.
I
am not affiliated with
my
Ayatollah.
Mustache. My mustache speaks Farsi.
Damn, dude.
Sure.
Fancy-ass mustache. What do you think about the Iranian Revolution, mustachio?
It's going all right.
It's over.
You know, they used to, like, in the 80s, just be able to wear whatever the fuck they want.
That's interesting. I wonder what happened. Okay, yeah. Arthur, what... I wonder what was injected into their society.
Oh, surgeons extract condom-wrapped banana. Did we skip one?
No, you're right.
All right. Surgeons extract condom-wrapped banana man ate in hormonal rage.
What is a hormonal rage?
Sexual peeling.
He ate it?
So, okay. Was he trying to get some sexual peeling?
Wait. They extracted it out of his, like, stomach?
Yeah, it got blocked. Like, it didn't make it all the way through, and I guess...
Because he wrapped it in a condom.
Probably, like, couldn't break it down or something.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
It was in a condom.
Oh, yeah. Was it banana bread style?
Yeah.
Like my God,
I think the heat inside the body had, like, cooked it up.
Wow. No.
Yeah, that's why it all got all brown and stuff. It was, like,
I think
not
it's just browns.
Picture. Yeah. Wait. Did he peel the banana,
put it
in a condom, and swallow it whole?
Mm-hmm. Or something. That's
Is
what
this
it
a
like.
Sex thing?
I don't know.
Yes or no?
Maybe
I need
he was
answers.
Trying to smuggle this banana.
Sure.
He's like, where I'm going, banana. They don't have bananas.
Yeah, I'm going to need this for later. But why would you wrap a banana in a condom?
In a hormonal rage.
Hormonal rage?
I don't understand.
I'm sure if we dig deeper about this person, we might find out a couple things that probably make
BPD?
It more sense.
BPD.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about...
For now, just looking on the surface.
HRT?
Maybe he accidentally swallowed it while he was doing.
Oh,
some,
he was just. He had it on a string and he was testing his gag reflex.
Oh, I see now.
And then he choked and then and lost the string.
It? Maybe. I mean, something like that doesn't. It's not
so it wasn't peeled. It was just a banana with a condom wrapped on it.
Like, yeah. And then it was. I do remember when I saw the picture, it was like tied off.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, otherwise it probably could have gotten digested.
Yeah.
And then you just have a condom to pass.
So it makes sense that there might have been a string on it, and he was...
testing his metal.
Yeah, he was trying to... He's like, I'm going to...
Look, I need to prepare.
I'm going on vacation
to
an undisclosed location.
Go to Ibiza.
I'm going to be a tourist.
For the cock Olympics.
Because they have
not
the best
cock
bananas.
Olympics, okay? Cock Olympics.
Cuck.
Not cock Olympics.
Oh, that's
cock
poopy?
Olympics. Yeah.
The woodcock Olympics?
Wow. Full fucking
Bring
circle.
It back!
Cut my life into pieces.
Boy,
so moving
boy, I got a call that there was
Jesus,
a
he's back.
Condom wrapped banana.
Jesus, he's back.
In the parking lot?
Just rolling around. Just rolling around in the parking lot.
Yeah, they got me on cop patrol tonight, so.
What's happening here?
Yeah, I get all the cock... Several cock-related incidents.
They have a whole unit.
What's the unit called? What's the name of this unit?
So they got special victims
unit.
They got missing persons division.
Yeah.
This is missing unit.
Oh, shit. They knew you. Yeah, you'd be surprised. This is my fifth call tonight.
It's been a busy, and you would think that's a busy night. Well, this is just a Tuesday, okay? Yeah. Wait until the fucking weekend where I got 20 of these motherfuckers a day.
Wait until the full moon.
The full moon? Yeah, did you know full moon brings about the cock munchers? We're talking about 50 cocks a night.
Understatement. 50
cocks on a full moon.
50 cocks on a full moon.
And some of these are repeat guys. They don't learn their fucking lessons. We reattach them. They keep going out back there and getting the fucking cock vampires to eat their dick off.
50 cocks on a full moon, dude.
50 cocks on a full moon. Is that a Danzig song?
50 cocks on a full moon.
50 cocks on a full moon. 50 cocks on a full moon. 50 cocks on a full moon.
Good God, dude. I almost ripped my damn cock off. Listen to that.
And all you'll be left with is the balls.
All you left with is balls, balls, balls.
Exactly, dude.
Howard Levitt, lost testicle from getting hit by supervisor, awarded more than $295,000.
$295K.
What do you think? For a testicle.
First off, they're throwing his name in the headline. What is up with that?
Maybe he wanted everyone to know. Listen, ladies, I'm tired of explaining why I only have one nut.
Wait, are you sure this isn't like a quote from a guy named Howard Levitt saying this? Because that's why they normally do that.
Howard Levitt?
Oh, yeah, is that the lawyer?
That's what they normally do. They go,
so colon. That's the lawyer's name?
Maybe.
Anyway, a case of a man subjected to physical and verbal abuse at his work is one of the worst cases of mistreatment. Okay, Howard Levitt, I assume, is a lawyer.
Yeah.
And he said his client got $295,000, of which he got 40%.
This is an ad? Did we so bring an ad in here?
He got a Hummer 20. Howard Levitt got a Hummer $20,000 for this guy's nut.
That's his cut?
Easy money. That's his cut.
So we're putting
a price
on this.
The supervisor, huh?
How did he lose his testicle?
Did he hit him with his fist or did he like...
Or step on his nut?
Yeah, was this CBT? Look, the details are sparse. All we know is...
He lost a testicle.
Especially sparse when you don't read the article. I'll tell you that
much. Did he get go nuts and cut off his nut?
Look, the details are sparse, okay?
We have more questions than answers.
The facts we have, one fact, lost a nut. The other fact, $295,000.
And that he was hit by a supervisor. Fight Club style, man.
We don't know.
The supervisor shouldn't have hit him. That's a pretty good price for it, though. If you're going to lose.
For any kind of hit.
You
still have a testicle.
Yeah, but it's one testicle.
You get a...
That's pretty good.
Whatever the fake ones are called.
I think you're overvaluing your testicles. $300,000.
If someone offered you $300,000 to take one of your nuts...
I would say if I could...
Violently.
If I could...
Yeah, you got to suffer the pain for that.
Yeah, this guy wasn't under anesthetic.
Someone just kicks one of my testicles.
Yeah.
Just hits you the wrong way.
You taking it?
For a $300?
For a hummer?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. Burrito.
That's not bad.
He doesn't think it's enough. It's a testicle, man.
You would take it?
I would take it.
I need half a mil.
That's not bad.
You have two testicles.
I don't care about losing.
Lose the other one. You'll have $600K.
And you can just implant one.
See, what about that?
How much does it cost
to get
an implant?
Would you lose both of your balls for $600K?
No.
$750.
I'll do the $300 for one, but I wouldn't. A million for both?
Yeah. You know, you'd probably have a lot less problems if you lost your testicles.
Yeah.
Probably.
I would like to
less
maybe
worry.
Jizz, freeze some of my jizz just in case I wanted to have a sweet baby boy or sweet baby girl one day.
Sure. Okay. So.
Cool, man.
So as long as you let me jerk off before we do it into a cup.
I think that was part of it.
Fill a jar.
I'm sure that was part of it.
The supervisor was like, go ahead. Come on. You know, you're going to want to go jerk off in the bathroom.
You're going to want to have to jerk off. Oh, is it time? Yeah, I'm kicking your ball.
All right, speaking of sex, and no sleep may be killing endangered quolls.
The fuck is a quoll?
Yeah, what's
it's
a
like
quoll?
A rodent. Quoll. This is like a squirrel story. It's like a little field rat.
This is a squirrel story.
Yeah.
We got a lot of titles
but
here.
But check this dude out. They'll just like mate themselves to death. Like they'll just chase sex until they die. Look,
I get
no
it.
Sleep.
Look, he's a 14-year-old boy. Okay, I get
yeah, he's
it,
a growing
dude.
Little
until
quoll.
He dies.
You couldn't keep my hand off my dick at 14.
Also, have you seen these woman quolls, dude?
You're trying to fuck them 24/7.
They got fat ass titties,
and their pussy stank.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of stank pussy, Vera Liddell allegedly stole $1.5 million of chicken wings from Illinois schools. Dr. Vera Liddell, pussy stank.
Damn. So
11,000 cases where you put in this shit.
She's obviously got a wing restaurant. And yeah, this is collateral.
Is that what's happening
otherwise, she's
here?
Letting a lot of this, or she has a lot of freezers, cold or she's storage. Letting a lot of this get spoiled, dude.
Or she's eating
11,000 yeah. cases of chicken wings is an insane amount.
What if she was feeding the churches, man?
I feel like she's not. Clearly selling these.
Maybe she's stealing from chicken. Kids to give it to a church.
I really want
to
know what
$140
happened.
Per case.
I want to hear her explanation.
How many wings do you think would be in a $140 case? Like,
they're expensive. Like, he knows.
140 wings. I would say nowadays, 140
no,
wings.
No, that's cooked.
Like 200.
That's cooked in sauce.
No, nowadays, wing prices are like through the roof.
Wing,
and then some
wing
of them
stop,
are like mutant-sized ones, and you're buying by
okay,
weight.
So what, this, $140?
A case.
A case.
And how much is in a case?
100.
Like, 100 wings?
Yeah, a Hummer?
Yeah, no. 140.
You guys are
you think more?
A lot?
No, 200? It's probably three Hummer rings. These are raw uncooked.
We're getting and trapped in the Hummer
and she's
gang.
She's buying in fucking bulk.
Three Hummer, yeah. You're right.
Three Hummer.
Yeah, okay. But still, why is it, Arthur, why are you not buying 300 wings, dude? You're a wingsman.
Because then you got to cook them.
So it's not that hard. Put them in the air fryer. Okay.
Takes longer than you think in the air
Vera
fryer.
Vera Liddell, she must be selling these wings on the black market.
Why would gotta you say black market?
She is a black woman, but that's not why I said it. I did look
you
it up.
Smelly pirate hooker.
Moving on to more greasy food. Salty strike. Arby's employees quit after posting vulgar message on restaurant sign.
True. They said, fuck you.
Yeah. They say, fuck you, I quit. And they named the, put the manager's name.
Yeah.
Is that really what it said?
Yeah.
It said,
fuck you, manager. Donovan, I'm out, bitch.
Yeah. But taking the time to update the marquee before you drop the
no,
mic.
No, that's great.
It's great.
You got plenty of time because awesome. You're not working that day.
No,
you're going in. You're
yeah,
like,
no, you already clocked in.
Yeah.
This is your last day. So why not make your hours?
I would have done it.
Yeah, you're a fucking piece of shit kid. Why not?
And isn't that, yeah, make a typical Arby's employee? I would expect it. Wouldn't be proper offboarding if you didn't put up a marquee.
Yeah, it's part of their onboarding, offboarding process. The process at the last, okay, you got to say, fuck you, store manager. Okay, well, this is my last this is my last duty. It's been great working with you guys. I'm going to go change the marquee. I'm going to go get my stuff. I'll turn in my shirt. But listen, maybe down the road we can get together and have a beer.
Hey, I feel like this shows creativity and
gumption
initiative. I feel like they're totally rehirable somewhere else.
A go-getter. Wow. Yeah, probably like a McDonald's.
What a nice ending to that story.
Go-getter.
Nice. Speaking of fucking fast food.
Yeah, and bullshit.
Oh, wow.
Chick-fil-A restaurant's traffic got so bad that city officials ordered it to be demolished.
Trump!
And plan to build a new drive-through only location.
Good, fuck them. They shouldn't be on the goddamn road.
Yeah. The fucking part are the people
for
that are willing to block traffic.
Yeah, you
what
pieces
do you do?
Of shit.
What would you guys do if you saw that it was about to spill out?
I'm not going
into
to Chick-fil-A.
Road? Right, you're going to drive around that shit. What the fuck are you people doing?
They just got to get their gay-hating chicken
Wait
quota.
A second. So I don't understand what the so is the new drive-thru only going
to... They're saying the mouth breathers that go to Chick-fil-A is like fucking up this Chick-fil-A.
So instead of a whole store, now it's only like five lanes of drive-thru.
So the parking lot
so then,
stays open.
So then they won't it won't wrap around.
Yeah, so they can service
they
more.
Can move weight a lot
They've
faster.
They've paved paradise
yeah.
and put up a parking lot.
Depending on if there were already people blocking the highway, if I was just
another
you know, snowflake of the avalanche, as it were, I would just go ahead and do it, and I wouldn't feel responsible.
If there was already a guy out in the street.
I would do it.
He's like, hey, what am I?
Because you're saying you want Chick-fil-A, you drive to Chick-fil-A, you see that they're about to block traffic, and then you're just going to go to McDonald's?
Yes.
Fuck you, dude.
Look, I'm not willing to wait in that line.
I would put my order in front and then do the park and check in thing.
Also, I never really want Chick-fil-A that badly.
I'll never block traffic to go to Chick-fil-A.
I might as well go somewhere else.
Yeah. And nowadays, a lot of these Chick-fil-A's are improving their systems to where they're reflowing traffic, right?
I'm out on chicken fingers now.
Really?
Like $18.
You gave it up?
Yeah.
Wait,
they're not that great.
Raising Cane's is like $18.
It is pretty
Can
expensive.
Be.
What for? What?
Yeah, but they have a
six piece.
A six piece is $18.
They have
bucks?
Buttered toast though.
Yeah, they got buttered toast.
That's why I never go there.
That Russ sauce with paprika,
pretty good sauce.
Not worth $18, dog.
Not worth $18.
It's not $18.
Shit.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Booba Gap serves you
everything.
Then the crazy one, infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Dynamite. Speaking of more fast food, and we got some more of this later, Burger King's latest international menu item does not sound very appetizing. So let me just tell you this now. It's like a chocolate flavored Whopper bun.
Whopper?
It's just a Whopper.
Oh, so this is chocolate steak.
Kind of. Oh, so you're into it.
Chocolate steak. Yeah, give me some chocolate steak, baby.
And then the other item is chocolate fries drizzled with chocolate. Fries drizzled with chocolate.
Chocolate steak.
That sounds good, actually.
Any day of the week.
Yeah, doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, chocolate
and
fries.
You always want a little bit of salt. Salt in your chocolate.
So you'll give them...
Bring out the sweet.
A try.
I would dip fries in like a chocolate fountain, see what it was like.
How about a whole steak?
No. But like maybe a, you know, maybe like a piece.
Sure.
Like
a, down.
What if the steak was at a, let's say, a Golden Corral?
Yeah. So hard to spread everywhere. Yeah. Low value steak? Quality. Sure.
Tell me what you guys think of this outfit. Wearable beanbag becomes a hot topic in Japan.
It's nice because, I mean, you just like knock the bitch over. She can't get back up.
And it's not really,
perfect angle.
It's not really assault because she has like a soft landing too.
Mm-hmm.
So. No bruises.
No bruises. Only on the knees.
No bruises, and you can push over your mouthy broad, dude.
Yeah, and as she's laying on her tummy, the beanbag causes her to expose her G-spot easier.
Okay. Oh. I thought all right, that didn't
and then,
exist.
And then 10 years later, we have to keep our mouth shut about this event that happened. We'll come back to haunt you.
New York Post, listen. Gemini gets me too.
Call back!
Gemini fucks a beanbag, bitch. Allegedly.
No, just the beanbag.
Yeah, move, lady.
Doesn't he tell the judge, like, look,
for the bag.
That beanbag was hitting me hard. That beanbag fucked back, okay?
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese phone app developer, despite not being Japanese and still using his smartphone to call people.
What?
So make sure you turn on your notifications for BNN to get all these headlines and more. This
is Burrito's Nippon News.
It's segments all the way down.
Real-time shade information added to walking app from Navitime, Japan.
I'm glad you keep bringing these stories in.
Tell us about it, Bruno!
Real-time shade information
added
to
walking. Yeah, there's a tree here.
For real, though?
Well, yeah, for real.
I get it, though.
I want to
walk. It sounds
walk.
Like they use
Google Maps.
Building heights, and it calculates the time of day, and so it tells you where
to
the
walk
shade
where it's
is
cooler.
On the street so that you can pick your path so that you're always in the shade walking from one place to another.
This what is if, perverted.
What if, hey, what if you looked up?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What if you care enough, wear some sunglasses, a hat, maybe an umbrella,
walk
some
6
fancy
PM.
Bitch?
It can get real hot in Japan, apparently, and they like being cool. So, you know,
monkeys.
That's,
right.
that's what they're doing.
Okay.
You know the Japanese, they like being cool. Thought,
this seems decadent, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's a feature that people asked for.
They asked for this. Just like they asked for this one.
Oh, no.
World's first ice whopper.
My God.
Now on the menu at Burger King Japan.
Can I pause real quick to just mention that this is now the preeminent Burger King podcast?
Yeah! BK.com!
BK.com/SlamCity.
Yeah, man. We used to be more ta.co, but now we're BK.com.
BK all day, baby.
We're probably in the double digits for the number of Burger King stories we've done in the news.
Yeah, I mean.
We could just have a like recap episode that's nothing but Burger King stories.
Well, I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. If the listeners want to know where we get our information, go to twitter.com/@BK. And we just read the feed.
Yeah.
We're just out here reading the feed.
Arthur just gets the press releases from BK.com.
That's where BK. I get all the free Whoppers.
And Burrito's got all the press releases from BKJP. .co.jp, sorry.
What is Kakigori?
So, what is this shit?
Oh, are you asking? Oh,
ice Whopper.
Okay. So, it's a regular Whopper, but there's a little layer of shaved ice.
That's what Kakigori is?
Right you on get top some cold of the, burger. How about that?
Yeah, right on top of the beef patty.
So they cook the patty and bring it down to what, refrigerator temperature or something? Like
no, they just put a little piece of shaved ice on top of
it. How does it not melt whenever you... Is that what it's supposed to happen?
It says it's a layer of shaved ice nestled between the onions and the pickles right above the beef
patty. Okay, so it's insulated.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah.
So we got a...
Oh, you're interested.
A nice cold
what
bite
is
in the middle.
Is it just ice? Ice flavor like water? Like no flavor, it's just a temperature? Because I can understand that, like, extra cold lettuce in my burger, you know?
Yeah.
That's okay. Technically what they're doing.
It would be
it
interesting
seems.
If there was a flavor, but I think it's just like shave ice.
You know, if it was like a frozen pickle juice.
Wow.
That wouldn't be
sounds
bad.
Fine. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like a frosty relish.
We used to call them pickle sickles at the.
Pickle sickle.
It was like what they would do at the Little League park.
Okay.
Like you would go and you would get your Sour Punch straws and stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They would sell pickles out of the big jar.
Yeah. Right.
But with juice, they would put them in like little ramekins and they'd put them in the freezer and they'd sell those for like 25 cents.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pickle sickle. Look it up. I don't know. There's nothing to look up, but look it up.
You might find something you don't want to see.
Pickle sickle.
It's a guy who has an actual sickle, but instead of a blade, it's a dick.
And his name's Pickle.
Yeah.
He just goes by Pickle. That's what his friends call him.
My friends call me Pickle.
Why do they call him Pickle?
Oh, well, because I got a pickle sickle back home.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Man, I'm not going to your house.
Yeah, Pickle.
Pickle, I'm not going to your house, dude.
We found a fucking pickle rolling around in this parking lot.
What is Yakuza?
I know what Kuz is.
Speaking of pickles rolling around in the parking lot, Yakuza themed love hotel rooms.
Oh, let's get edgy.
Great for couples, friends, and business meetings.
Are they like the FBI?
I guess you guys need to niche down. No, Yakuza is like a
cop. Or a gang. Organized gangs. Crime.
You all know what love hotels are, right?
Yeah, man. Rent by the hour.
Yeah, So this is a sex thing. This is literally a sex thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, these are hotels where people have generally sex. You can go and rent it for
sex.
Like a couple hours
for sex.
If you want. So that,
pretty much.
Yeah, for sex.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
all
yeah.
I had to say. I don't know why you're dancing around the sex.
But they're called love hotels. But this is totally up and up.
There's
also,
a Love's
like,
gas station. Is that for sex? It is for sex.
Right.
It is for sex.
Holy shit.
There's an emoji
for this. There's
a lot of lizards, dude. Road toads.
Road toads and lot lizards. The Brian song.
Well, here's where you think it's like a seedy place, but this is actually where a lot of normal people go.
Normal?
To have sex.
Define normal.
Yeah, because they don't want to skeet in their house and somebody else got to clean it up.
Oh, yeah. They have like multi-generational houses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
So this does make a lot of
grandma's
sense.
Grandma's here.
The walls are very thin.
Literal paper walls.
Thin. Literally paper
Everyone
thin.
Is very close
yeah,
together.
You can't have sex
so
in your own house.
Go,
if you got money, you can.
Situations,
where a lot of
man.
Go to get it on, you know? However, okay so
bust the nut. Don't get it on.
There's rooms here. They've got like prison cells.
Sure.
Oh, that's hot, dude.
Do they got handcuffs?
Is this kink?
Yeah.
Is this kink?
Interrogation
room.
Yeah,
are we getting kinky with this
prison cell? What's your pussy like?
It just has like a light that goes back and forth.
Great for radio. Okay, so we got some jail bars for the door.
I like that there's a big painting.
It's like a hotel.
It's like there's a big painting in the background. Go scroll up a bit of a jail.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a...
It looks like
you're in the jail.
There's like a suitcase like in Pulp Fiction. You open it up and it's like the shining light, but it's just like a fucking dildo.
Yeah. Do they got dildos in Japan?
Your little prisoner fantasy... You got another one where it looks like you
a lounge,
the themed office settings.
Shit,
and stuff.
We got the boss's chair.
Yeah,
you got like
my dick in the boss's chair.
You got a sword in a sheath. You pull it out. It's a dildo. You shove it up your ass.
Yeah,
sure, man.
A police station room with questioning area.
Wow, it's got double sided glass
mirror.
So people can watch you fuck.
I guess. Yeah.
Oh man.
Desk
pretty set
stuff,
up.
So,
I guess
you know.
I know where we're staying next time we go to Japan.
You got a gun case and you open it up and there's a dildo in there and you shove up your ass too.
Sure.
I think probably.
Hey, how much is this room?
Yeah, give some prices here.
It is a let's see. Does it have prices in here? Well, I don't know how much it is.
Make something.
To stay for like
pick a number.
Dude.
Oh,
$400
for an hour?
No, 2 hours.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but you get the whole place.
I say it's probably $75 an hour. That's a reasonable.
I'll go 50.
But then you're going to start getting seated. You're going to get seedy people.
But to have regulars, you got to be low like that.
Your butt's going to get seated.
They're going to be showing up every week.
Dude, there's cum all over this place.
Yeah, so you got to pay more so that the cum cleaning is better.
They take pride in their cum cleaning.
Well, reputable. Yeah,
okay.
They get every drop.
And also, everyone that's in there is probably honorable, so they're not just indiscriminately shooting loads everywhere. They imagine the person that has to clean it, and they're very like...
After everything's said and done, they bust out the tissue, they apologize, and
like
bow.
you go to a hotel
in
America.
Every time I come,
you go to an individualist hotel, dude. Comes everywhere.
Everywhere.
Crisscrossing, mixing.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys all right with that?
That was the news, and subsequently the show. Where can they stick that dildo?
Well, I don't know. If you find one of the many dildos that are in the Yakuza hotel, Yakuza. How do you say it?
Yeah, Yakuza.
Yakuza. Take that dildo, stick it up your ass, if you please.
Ooh, Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!